on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. This is Mornings with Leon Compton.
Do you know couples who have had premature babies? Maybe you've had a baby prematurely, or you were one who came early yourself. We often talk about postnatal depression in mums, but what about the dads? And how would postnatal depression for dads change? What would the research say happens to dads if you have a premature baby? You might deal with some of that early mewling at home normally, but what if you had to watch it while a baby was in a humidity crib for weeks, maybe even a month or more on end before they were ready to come home? Monash University's Monash Children's Research Institute and the University of Melbourne and La Trobe have followed the journey of 100 fathers of babies born before 30 weeks gestation. And the study found that almost one in five fathers experienced high depressive symptoms, and approximately half of all fathers experienced moderate anxiety symptoms that persisted through the first year of their baby's life. Grace McMahon's from the Turner Institute. She led the research and she's been good enough to talk with us this morning. Grace, good morning to you.
Hi, Leon. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you for talking with us, Grace. Grace, how did the research come about?
Yeah, so I guess there's been quite a bit of research on the experience of mothers following very premature birth. And there was an understanding that mums of babies born very preterm were at higher risk of experiencing depression and anxiety symptoms, particularly in that early kind of period, the early months and that first year. But we knew little about the experience of fathers following very preterm birth, particularly beyond those initial kind of weeks and months. We didn't know whether their symptoms of depression and anxiety would persist beyond that initial hospitalisation period. And we also knew little about the impact their symptoms had on the way that they parented their babies.
Dr. McMahon, you followed 100 dads who had premature babies.
Yes.
What did you learn?
Yeah, so as you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, we followed 100 of these fathers and assessed their symptoms of depression and anxiety at several points throughout that first year. And we learned that almost 20% or one in five of these fathers were experiencing persistently high depressive symptoms across that first year. And we found that moderate levels of anxiety were a very common experience for these dads. So just over half of fathers in our sample, in our study, reported mid-level or moderate anxiety symptoms that persisted throughout that year. Mm. And we also looked at the relationship between the father's experience of depression and anxiety in their parenting. And we found that the experience of more severe depressive and anxiety symptoms actually had little impact on their parenting behaviours at 12 months.
So that is good to know, but it suggests there were tough times in that first 12 months.
Yeah,
what I'm hearing you say is, if you can start to measure this, then you can start to manage it and reach out to dads with premature children and actually help them, you know, maybe spot the signs before they emerge. I'm thinking this is happening because it's just so nerve-wracking and you might feel so powerless in those first months of your new baby's life.
Yeah, and I guess these fathers are exposed to quite a traumatic event. So there's often suddenness of the birth of the baby. The baby's hospitalised in the neonatal intensive care unit for quite a prolonged period of time. You know, the father's partner might be unwell. And for the dads, they often have to return to work and juggle, you know, work and family commitments. And so that can be a great source of stress as well. So I think there's a lot of things that are likely contributing to these high rates of depression and anxiety symptoms.
What about the bonding? People who have been through a birth in the last few years will know that as soon as a baby's born, mum gets to hold it for a while, but very shortly after, and sometimes immediately after, dad will have their shirt off and be doing skin-to-skin bonding. For dads with premature babies, you don't get that experience. What does it mean for bonding?
Yeah, so I guess that might be another factor contributing to what we're seeing here is that, you know, the imagined experience of what, you know, having a baby is like these dads is so different to their lived experience because they're not able to, you know, have all of those cuddles and skin-to-skin contact in that initial period. So that's another factor to consider, because the babies are quite unwell. And I mean, the research, there's a lot of research at the moment going into the benefits of that skin-to-skin contact and that early attachment. So I think they're trying to promote that in the neonatal intensive care units as much as they can, which is really great in promoting the attachment between both mother and baby and father and baby, because, yeah, we know that the attachment is important for both parents with their child.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Grace McMahon's our guest this morning, Doctor of Clinical Psychology student in the Turner Institute for Brain and Mental Health at Monash University. Grace, what do you, should we watch out for? One of my really close colleagues here at the ABC has just welcomed two beautiful young ones into the world, premature. What signs should we, and I'm not saying I'm necessarily watching out for this in my colleague, but what should we look out for in dads?
Any two dads might have very different experiences of the kinds of symptoms they're experiencing, but things you might kind of notice are changes in appetite, irritability and mood. Some dads might withdraw emotionally from, you know, their partner, their baby, their loved ones. They might feel quite isolated in their experience, and, you know, common symptoms of anxiety, you know, tension and things like that. They're the kind of things that would be quite common.
And what sort of services are out there for dads that experience postnatal depression? Because I can't think of having heard of it even discussed out in the, you know, in the big wide world. In the mornings program, I've been doing a show like this or this show for 20 years. I don't remember once talking about postnatal depression in dads.
I know, yeah, it's definitely an area that hasn't received enough attention to date. There are some, you know, services out there for dads of very premature babies. There is support available, you know, during the baby's hospitalisation in the neonatal intensive care unit. And one of our previous studies did show that access to that support helped these fathers with the reduction of symptoms in that early period. But obviously it's quite hard for some dads to be at the hospital all the time to be accessing these services. So, you know, there's some helplines for parents and for dads, for men specifically, like Men's Line, which is a telephone-type counselling service. And then there's the Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia service, which has a telephone counselling as well. And, of course, it's always worthwhile to speak to the GP about getting a mental health care plan and going to see a psychologist who may specialise in postnatal depression as well.
Mm, but a family GP would be a good place to start.
Absolutely, yeah.
Grace, thank you for talking with us this morning. Where to from here for your research?
I'd be really interested in looking at, you know, which dads are at risk of, you know, being those who develop persistent symptoms. So what puts them at risk, and how can we identify those who need early intervention and support early? And I guess I'm also interested in looking at the impact of the father's mental health symptoms on the child's development and other areas of family functioning, like parental relationship quality and things like that.
Great to talk to you this morning, Grace. Thanks for putting the idea out there. And just a reminder, GP's a great place to talk to if you're feeling like you've got some of those symptoms after the birth of a premature young one. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Grace McMahon, Director of Clinical Psychology student at the Turner Institute at Monash University. On Mornings Around Tasmania, your experience, would you be able to share it? 1-300-222-936. Based on what you've lived through, do you think it's more likely that dads, have you seen it in your own life, more likely that that dads of prenatal baby or the premature babies are more likely to experience postnatal depression? On Mornings Around Tasmania.